Good morning. I would like to call this morning's Kendall County Board meeting for Tuesday, April 18th to order. Roll call, please.
Ms. Kulick?
Here.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Present.
Mr. Giles?
He won't be here today.
Ms. Gilmore?
Here.
Mr. Grader?
Here.
Ms. Hendricks?
She is sick.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes, ma'am.
Mr. Prochaska?
Here.
Mr. Purcell?
Yes.
You have a quorum.
Thank you. Are there any additions or corrections? Otherwise, may I have a motion to approve last month's minutes that are in your packet?
So moved. Second.
Motion by Kulick, seconded by Gilmore. Any discussion? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? I'd like to have a motion to approve the agenda with after striking 11C.
So moved. Second.
Motion by Kulick, seconded by Gilmore. Any discussion? Mr. Purcell.
So, couple things. Well, maybe just one. No, actually, 11C. That's just not ready. Is that what the issue is?
Sure.
We'll talk later. Thank you. And then executive session. Will we be doing that at the beginning or then?
We will need to have a discussion at the beginning.
We will do one at the beginning.
We will.
Oh, okay. Sorry, people.
Yeah, sorry, folks.
It's going to be a while, probably. Thank you for the clarification.
Thank you. Roll call, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Is there any special recognition? Correspondence and communications from the county clerk?
I don't have anything.
Are there any citizens to be heard on behalf of county board business this morning?
Todd Millern, Yorkville. On your agenda in the new business section, you're going to be asked to approve a severance agreement. I'd like
we just moved to strike that.
All right. I still would like to speak about that. Initially, Mrs. Igmundson was appointed to that position, and when that happened, basically, anybody else that would have wanted to run for that office probably would have came out of that office. I was against that. Thought that we should have done something like what we would have done when the clerk's office opened up and Renetta took over that position. The deputy clerk could have ran that office, and other people could have ran, and then citizens would have been able to choose the candidate appropriately. This issue with the other employee raises some questions about nepotism and the nepotism policy in this county. The clerk's office employees are non-union. You're asked to be funding this COBRA expense for like 3 months, so I guess the question I'd have is if and when you do approve this, what line item is that money going to come out of? My suggestion would be you might want to consider taking it out of the clerk's portion of the budget. And the question I'd have is who's included in this COBRA coverage that's being requested for severance? And would that include dependents? Could some of those dependents be maybe Ms. Igmundson's former husband and the children of that marriage? Those are some questions we citizens would like to have answered before you all vote on this. And the other thing would be is that this situation happened at a social gathering where alcohol was present, and this board might want to encourage our clerk, our circuit clerk, maybe to seek some substance abuse counseling. Thank you.
Are there any other items, or is anyone else under citizens to be heard? There is a need for executive session. Could I have a motion for the purposes of?
On the appointment, employment, compensation, discipline, performance, or dismissal of employees of the public body or the council.
Motion by Kulick, seconded by Purcell. Roll call, please.
Ms. Kulick?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
A trick question.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Aye.
All right, thank you. If I could ask the state's attorney to remain, but everyone else. Member Davidson, did you have a motion you want to make?
Yes, I'd like to make a motion because of time and quorum. To move the highway up and to...
To where?
To be, as an immediate, and finance ahead of highway, and we'll try and slip facilities in after highway. So we'll go finance, highway, and then facilities, and then we'll go back to the regular meeting if we can keep a quorum.
And after new business?
That's after...
After elected official reports, where?
Yeah, we're at, do you want to put that in? Executive session, old business, new business?
Yeah, move it ahead of everything.
All right.
So now.
There's a motion to move highway, finance, or I'm sorry, finance, highway, and facilities, in that order, to number 10, following executive session.
Yes.
So now, I'll second that.
Motion by Davidson, seconded by Purcell. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. So I'll start with finance and Ms. Kulik.
I'd like to make a motion to approve claims in an amount not to exceed $557,649.54. Election judge claims in an amount not to exceed $50,622.08. And grand juror claims in an amount not to exceed $280.26.
Second.
Any discussion on that? All in favor signify, or I'm sorry, roll call, please. I'm trying.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Yes.
Ms. Kulik?
Yes. Okay, I'd also like to make a motion to approve coroner claims in an amount not to exceed $2,801.24.
Second.
Motion by Kulik, seconded by Kellogg. Any discussion on these? Roll call, please.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Present.
Ms. Kulik?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Thank you. Next item is Highway Committee, and I want to thank the folks that came out for the Kennedy Road Path for sticking with us this morning. And Mr. Kellogg, do you want to talk about this?
First thing on highway is consideration to increase the KC TAP funding for Kennedy Road Path from the current $50,000 to a proposed $80,000.
Second.
That wasn't a motion.
Whoever adds a motion.
Motion made by Ms. Kulik, seconded by Mr. Purcell. And since you came out, do you want to add anything? I know you spoke to us on Thursday as well. I'm guessing nothing has changed between then.
You got to go fast.
Okay. I'm Lynn Dubacek. Thank you again for having us. And we brought our map with us. Bart Olson is here with me, and Billy McHugh is here. And I just wanted to thank everyone for this consideration. This is the missing link. I did provide you with some information bullet points about the path, so that may answer some questions that you may have had. And I'd like to ask also for one other thing from you. It won't cost anything, and that is we are having our 5K on May the 13th. It's a Saturday before Mother's Day. And I would also like to ask you if you would allow us to put the county's logo on the back of our t-shirts for that event. So it is something that's yours, so I don't want to assume anything. I'd like to respectfully ask to be able to use that on the back of the t-shirts that every participant, we have usually about 300 people that'll be attending that, to put the logo of the county on the back of that shirt as well.
Great. Thank you. We appreciate that. Is this clear to, does anyone have any questions or comments on this? Roll call, please. I'm sorry, Ms. Gilmore.
Yeah, the only thing that worries me on this is not the project itself, but just the fact that, you know, we're not really following the guidelines in our own TAP program. And, you know, by going over the amount that they're asking for 80 instead of 50. So, you know, I just want to caution people that, you know, it's going to be hard to say no to another group that comes in. And I just want to, you know, bring that up, that, you know, when we do go beyond our rules, that now another group that comes forward, we may be in the same situation with our funding
Is Fran still here, or did he leave? Fran, do you mind? We talked about this at Highway a little bit, and, you know, this is a little bit of a unique situation, and do you want to address that, Fran Kloss, Highway Engineer?
Yes. I just wanted to point out, totally legitimate concern, Judy. This is the one and only time so far in the history of this program that we have gone over the $50,000 self-imposed limit for funds. Wanted to point it out, though, that our Transportation Sales Tax Fund is supportive of all modes of transportation. So whether they be pedestrian, bicycles, vehicles, whatever. This is kind of a unique project, a unique location, but super important, kind of missing link sort of piece. So Highway was very supportive of the project, even knowing that it did go over our normal limit.
Mr. Purcell?
You know, Fran, I agree with that. And Judy, I agree with that, because it was something I had considered. But the one thing to keep in mind is, you know, this is going to give us a real bike link, or non-motorized link. I guess you could take golf carts, unless Yorkville doesn't allow it. Just a jab at your guys there. But it's a link between Oswego Township, Bristol Township, and Kendall Township. And between the three of those townships, that's probably 80% of the population of the whole county. So I think it's very, very worthy project.
Well, and I want to echo both of your comments, because I struggled with the same thing. Here we are, we have our rules in place, and we're kind of moving beyond that. But this, the intent behind this, I think, was to create regional projects, and there's really nothing more regional than this. You know, it's going to start at Route 47. It's going all the way past Mill Road on Kennedy, and then that's going to connect trails, you know, all the way going east as well. And I think you have the trail map right there as to how far, what a huge connection this ultimately is going to be.
This was actually in everyone's record newspaper last week. It's just timely that it's talking about all of the trails.
Little plug for you. And so I agree with that. And then the timing is right, too, because Kennedy Road is going to be resurfaced, and having that all done at one time, I think, is going to be good for the region as well. So that's my opinion. Any other discussion on this?
So maybe we want to
Gilmore.
You know, consider redoing that whole program then to, you know, maybe fit what we need.
It's a good idea. Maybe something that we can talk about at Highway in the future.
On May 2nd.
On May 2nd. I don't think that's the next Highway meeting. However, roll call, please.
Ms. Gilmore?
Abstain.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Present.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Yes.
Ms. Kulik?
Yes.
Thank you.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
How many is that?
You've got 1, 2, 5, 6 ayes, 1 present, 1 abstain.
One aye, the abstain is a no vote.
All right.
So you have 6.
So 6 to 2. Okay. Thank you. Motion passes. Thank you very much.
And do I have your approval to use the logo as well on the? I just feel like I need to ask that permission.
Yes.
You're all good?
Okay. You do.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
What logo is she talking about?
The county seal.
Oh, did we vote on that? That was a different vote.
Mr. Bridget Kelly.
Okay, next is I'll make a motion to approve a resolution awarding all county and township motor fuel tax projects to the low bidders as identified on said resolution.
Second.
Thank you. Just really quick, the bids for the projects for the township came in 16% lower than our estimates, and county projects came in 12.5% below our estimates, so very good bidding. And we did have one tie for a township bid that was decided by a coin flip.
And they covered for the limit?
Yes.
Okay.
We were supposed to have a copy of what roads they were. I know we've got the resolution saying the general resolution, but I haven't seen that list yet.
I could go through it really quick if you want.
And I'm not talking about the resolution, which says, you know, approve low bid in Little Rock Road or Million. Oh, I guess it does say it all. Bristol.
Yeah.
Well, what about Bristol Road District, for example, or Big Grove Road District? It doesn't say the exact roads.
Where's it at in here? Yeah.
It's in the back. Because we had to switch order, it's a little bit.
I don't know if the township ones are listed.
At Highway Committee, we were told we would have it at Thursday's meeting, and we didn't, and I don't see it in our packet today. That's why.
Can we bring it back May 2nd? Oh, here's a page.
No, we can't do that.
We can't go there.
It's in here.
It's there.
It's buried in there.
Not the actual roads, though.
What's that?
Chairman?
Yes,
Mr. Purcell. Can
Yes, I've got that page, but this doesn't say what roads are involved.
Oh, what the township roads are?
Right. I thought that.
Here's one that does.
Not if you keep reading. It gets generic at about the fifth one down. Mr.
Frank Claus, County Engineer. The reason it does, the township work doesn't list the roads is because there are various roads that are being done. They might be seal coating six different roads, so they're not listed separately. The county board is the awarding authority for township motor fuel taxes, so all you have to do is award those motor fuel tax dollars for those sections. Those sections may include multiple roads under those jurisdictions.
And that's just seal coating that they're doing?
It's a variety of everything. Some is seal coating, some is hot mixing, some is GSB 88. There's a variety of things they're doing with these projects, but they're all under those listed section numbers, if that makes any sense.
Mr. Purcell.
It's a great point, Mr. Chairman. It does beg the question, are there dollars for Mitchell Road in here?
No.
There are not?
Correct.
Thank you.
All right. I mean, we don't have the ability to push this to another meeting because of the timing. I'm a little disappointed. I thought we were going to have the actual roads before us Thursday, and then when that didn't happen, I thought we were going to have it today.
That would have taken timing between the townships to submit all the miles.
I mean,
roads.
But
I thought we said that at the Highway Committee last week. I didn't think this was a new request.
I missed that.
I did too. I mean, obviously, we have that information because we put the plans together. This is how we've done it for the last 50 years. I am fine with doing it differently, but this is the way it's been done from the beginning of time to this point.
Thank you.
I apologize. I missed that request at Highway.
Thank you. Any other questions? Roll call.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Yes.
Ms. Kulik? Oh, she's gone. Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Okay, number three, move to award a bid to Westside Tractor in the amount of $151,824.69. For a new 2017 John Deere 624-2 front end loader.
Second.
Any discussion on this?
We're going to trade in the old
Mr. Purcell?
Piece.
That does include the trade in.
So that's in net value?
That is in the value.
Okay, thank you.
Roll call, please.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Number four is approved preliminary engineering agreement between Kendall County and SEMCON Limited to study alignment of Weekadook Trail at a cost of $49,117. Said funds to be taken from the transportation sales tax fund.
Second.
Motion by Kellogg, seconded by Davidson. Mr. Purcell?
I'd like a little explanation on this. I thought we had that alignment years ago, but I don't recall. It's been years and years.
John, do you remember...
Mr. Davidson?
You remember there was alignment. There's two alignments out there. Oswego's got one, we got one, and then they moved it, and we got to get this thing straightened around back to one side or the other. Oswego's got an alignment, and we got an alignment, and we've adjusted, and nobody's got a... We're trying to get everybody on the same page.
I thought Oswego participated in the... I don't want to say the original study, because there's been studies for years and years. Friend, I mean, but when what? I first got on the board, there was a couple year study, and Oswego was involved with that process, were they not?
Well, and this came up again recently, and I'll let you address that, Fran, in a sec. But it came back recently because it has been in the works for over 20 years, and there are different alignments. Right now, the comprehensive plan in Oswego shows it one direction. Ours, our center line, is recorded in another spot, and it's become something of, I don't know, urgency is the right word, but Aurora has now, I think, completed or is completing most of their portion of the Wickedook Trail, and I think there's been some completions to the south as well. So at committee, we had talked about this last year and then again more recently about trying to see what makes sense, you know, at this point. Is that fair, Fran?
Yeah, that'll, yes.
Well, I mean, what is there to study? It's either going here or there. I mean, if Oswego and Aurora already have started roads, the road just got to go there, the development's there.
But we don't have a, it's not clear where, our line isn't where that development currently is.
So then Oswego and Aurora then? I don't know, I just to spend our money, that to me should be something they should do when they're changing it through the development process. They should spend the money. That's 50 grand out of our, you know, our pot. 49,000, sorry.
Mr. Davidson?
I'm on Fran, please.
Yeah, if only it were that easy to say it was one spot or another. I wish it was. There's so much history with this, going back to the 90s when IDOT paid for the study. That was the original study that DeLu Cather did and looked at all the alignments. And then there was some question as to where it would go in that area of Rance Road near Route 30. And that was always kind of up in the air. But the big, and then Oswego was involved in a later study in the early 2000s. Kendall County, Village of Oswego, Village of Plainfield, maybe a couple others were involved in a land use and transportation study. So it looked more specifically at land use and transportation. But there was never any 100% agreement on that little portion of the north portion where the alignment would go exactly as it crossed the county line. The Kendall County has always had this possibility that the Wickedook Trail would become our jurisdiction. It would be a county highway. That question remains unanswered. But that is why we're involved, because there's so many other agencies involved. Some of it's Plainfield, some of it's Oswego Township, some of it's Village of Oswego, some of it's Aurora. There's so many different agencies that may have pieces of this trail that the county always thought it was important to be somewhat of a lead agency, because we've spearheaded some of these studies all these years.
Mrs. Gilmore?
So the last or the latest study, then what was the recommended route through this area?
Well, we were following the recorded center line for the most part. That let me jump back. The original Wickedook Trail showed the alignment on County Line Road, and then through that study they decided it would go to Ridge Road. And when it went up Ridge Road, of course, that becomes Stewart Road. But there was so much pushback from the residents that the county looked at alternative alignments in that Stewart Rance area. And we did actually record an alternative alignment in both Kendall and Will County. The Kendall County did this alternative alignment. Oswego has always kind of held fast to the original alignment that used Stewart Road. So there's been these two different alignments that don't mesh in that area near Route 30.
Ms. Gilmore, follow up?
Do you think this is going to be a definitive study then? Is this the last study that will be done, or what do you think?
I believe it will, because there is public involvement and meetings with intergovernmental agencies. So Oswego, Kendall, Plainfield are all going to be involved in some of these meetings, to where we're going to try to ultimately and for a final time get on the same page. So I am hopeful that this will identify all of the things that have happened in the last 25 years, will bring all of that information together, and then say, this is the alignment we're going to move forward with, and we're going to support it in the Kendall County plan and the Oswego comp plan.
Mr. Purcell.
So Oswego, Plainfield, and Kendall County were all involved 15 years ago. I don't know if they were 25 years ago, but they were all involved 15 years ago. I guess, Fran, you got me thinking about this a little bit, but I come back to this. If we're going to spend the money, meaning Kendall County agency, Kendall County dollars, who's going to have possession of this road? Because I sure don't want to spend 50 grand to have a study on a road that we're not going to have possession of. Because you know what the municipalities do? They put up lights everywhere. And my idea of these corridors is you're supposed to move traffic. I don't want to have this money spent on a road that we're not going to have possession of and have a light every quarter mile. So who's going to have possession of this?
I don't know. I don't know if I can answer that question.
I think that's part of the bigger discussion that we want to have is you know, does it make sense for the county to, you know, be the lead agency on it?
We've tried, and we've spent money, and we picked an alignment, but because Oswego and Aurora is not really on board with our alignment, we're going to spend more of our money, yet we still may not possess the road and control it. So that's my concern.
Mr. Davidson.
Look, I believe we need to get into this, because now's the time to protect the citizens and our property in Kendall County. happens. Mostly Kendall County is what this study's going to be in. Whether we have the road, I hope we don't get the road. Let somebody else plow the snow. Let somebody else repave it, John. You want to talk, this might be the cheapest thing we've ever done to a road, and let somebody else have it.
Well, let them
spend it. I don't care, but we're here to also to protect the citizens, and this is where it is. If you don't, if you're not putting the money in at the beginning and look out for our own citizens, you're out the door on the backside. I don't care if we don't own the road. I prefer we don't. We don't have to hire more people, more trucks, have to put more salt out there every year. Let somebody else have the road. I don't need the glory, but let's make sure that it's not taking people's property down the middle of their, you know. Let's make it a right spot.
Yeah, to Bob's point, you know, most of the other agencies involved are reluctant to be the lead because Aurora knows they won't ever maintain this road in Oswego. And Oswego knows they won't ever maintain this road in Plainfield. So there's really no other agency who is probably better suited to be the lead agency than Kendall County, because we're probably the only agency that could have jurisdiction of the entire alignment. There's no one else who could have jurisdiction of the entire alignment other than us. So it's probably appropriate that we are the lead, even if in the end we don't wind up having jurisdiction of the entire thing.
Ms. Gilmore?
So do you think there's any suggestion of a date when this would even begin construction? Because I'm just afraid, you know, we do this study now and then maybe 5 or 10 years from now we need to do another one.
I see this study as a planning tool. And I see it as a planning tool that will help Plainfield, Oswego, Kendall County, and Aurora determine exactly where this alignment's going to be. So when development comes, and we just had this with Hudson Point?
Yeah.
Everybody remember the name of that?
Yeah.
I mean, that was kind of forcing our hand, where that was a huge development that was going to lock in that center line forever. So now that that has backed off a little bit, I think we have this window where we can address that situation now, determine, is this truly where we want the center line, so that when development does come back with Oswego and Plainfield, we can all collaboratively say, this is it, this is where it's going to be.
Mr. Purcell.
That sounds wonderful. It really does. And the problem is we had that study before. We had the participation, and sometimes the municipalities don't agree with us. I get it. Well, what if they don't agree with this study? What are we going to do then? So anyway, that's...
I understand what you're saying, and I don't quarrel with what you're saying, I guess. The question for me and why I'm going to support it is that I think it's been, I don't know, was it 20 years ago that we had this discussion? And that the county has changed so much over there. I feel like we almost have to do this at some level to see if it still even makes sense to have it there or somewhere else. Which side it is, I don't know. But to me, that the county has changed so much over the last 20, 25 years, it just makes sense to take a look at it. Mr. Kelly.
One reason we brought on the agenda, we're looking at long-term projects and trying to get – we're going to have federal funding for a lot of these projects. So we're trying to get things in a cycle so that, you know, Eldemain Road Bridge, if Trump comes through with infrastructure money, it's shovel ready, it's ready to go. So the next presidential cycle, 6-7 years from now or 3 years from now, whatever it be, we'd like to have something ready so that if money comes forward, we can go forward with things like that. So that's part of the long-term plan of this, with Collins Road, different major infrastructure projects.
Just one final thing too. I'm, you know, I was going to say we're smarter now, but I realize that's not true.
Why did you look at John when you said that?
But we're more.
Not true.
But we're more well informed, or maybe we can see more plainly now where we need to go. Much of this corridor is locked in now. On the Aurora side, on the Will County side, there's a grade school been built right next to where this trail was supposed to come out. So we have some of these limitations now
that we didn't have 50 years ago?
True, that are more clearly defining where we need to put this thing. So I think that's going to help guide us with what we've learned over the last 20 years.
That's fair.
All right, roll call, please.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Grader?
Yes.
Mr. Keller?
Yes. The next one, approved preliminary engineering service agreement between Kendall County and Willett Hoffman and Associates for replacement of a double ox culvert on Little Rock Road at cost not to exceed $103,436.47. Said funds to be taken from the transportation sales tax fund.
Second.
Motion by Kellogg, seconded by Davidson. Discussion? Mr. Purcell.
Just quickly, how long will this project take? He just shouted.
Yeah. Walk quickly.
Engineering or construction?
Both.
Engineering this year, construction next year. The actual project shouldn't take six months to build.
Okay, thank you.
Roll call.
Mr. Purcell?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Can I ask Fran another question? I'm just kidding, Fran. I'm just kidding.
Facilities, Davidson.
Yes, facilities met April 3rd. Real quick, we had to replace a lot of electrical wire at the public safety parking lot. It was knocking, we had some dead shorts all over the place. It's repaired, and hopefully we got it solved, and we'll see what the bill is later on. I'd like a motion to approve a 3-year janitorial service contract with Cleaner Living Service, Inc. for the amount of $16,185.12.
Per month?
Month.
Per month.
Per month, excuse me, per month. I'm sorry, I didn't read that. Real quick.
Motion by Davidson, seconded by Prochaska.
Yeah, real quick, there, we had to back some things out of the bids to see who was got the bid. They came in with different options. We took some of the options out and got it down to the basics. And these people won the bid. That's how we worked. We came to this conclusion.
Any questions? Mr. Purcell.
Sure. Bob, your comment there. So we backed things out. So we started with an original bid and then pulled stuff out.
Jim, you want to explain this real quick so we don't run out of people?
Three of the bidders bid cleaning only. The incumbent cleaner included everything that he typically does for us. So we took out the floor care portion and just made him comparable to the rest.
Was that bid as an option? Or was that just a number we called him up and said, what is your charge for this service?
I reviewed it with the state's attorney's office, and he said that there was enough information in the bid to be able to do that. So
you didn't answer my question. What did you do?
I said, what is the price? It wasn't in an as an option.
It wasn't, okay. So yeah. To me, that's not a clean bid. If the board wants to prove it, that's fine. But that's not fair to the other bidders, in my opinion, because they've seen the bids now. Now we say, hey, let's back this out, award you the contract. I'm not comfortable with that. If the board approves it, that's fine. I'm just not comfortable with it.
I did ask the state's attorney if we should rebid it. He said to me, the assistant state's attorney, David, said that there was enough information there for us to make a decision. So that's what we came up with. And
that's fine.
Do you want to address that?
Yeah, you can't rebid it just because there's not enough information.
Right.
The bids apparently had enough itemization in them that you could determine which services it was that you were going to accept and not accept.
Okay.
So
I'm not the committee, so I didn't see it.
Ms. Flowers.
So we took floor care out of?
We're going to still do floor care, but that's done as we direct it to be done. It's not something that is done every day or every week, like cleaning bathrooms and, you know, things like that.
All right. So did we get a bid on that particular item from the rest of the?
That was put in as an option with the other people, too.
Okay, so they had the option to bid on that
yes,
as well?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
It was just not accepting certain options.
Okay.
Thank you.
Roll call, please.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
No.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
No.
Five to two.
One more.
Did it pass or not?
Five to two?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Good math.
I'd also like to make a motion to allow the facilities management meeting time to be changed from 3:30 to 4 o'clock on the first Monday of each month.
Second.
Motion by Davidson, second by Purcell. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right. Moving right along. New business. Approval of National Police Week proclamation.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Purcell, second by Kellogg. Any discussion? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you so much to our police and our deputies. We're moving quickly, though, so I needed to move through that. Approve. Can I have a motion to approve the change order from Security Automation Systems for $41,406.68 for the security system project?
So moved.
Motion second. By Purcell, second by Prochaska. Harold?
Yes, this is a change order number four. It's for $41,406.68. It's being requested after the reconnaissance work showed that we were missing 24 new field devices in the as-built prints. We also found eight that we did not need, which were also in the as-built prints. So basically what we're asking is that we use this out of the contingency fund of $269,000 for this change order. And just so you know, there were approximately 4,000 field devices, which included card access, intercoms, cameras, keypads, duress alarm, push buttons, etc. So of those, there was only 24 that weren't added to.
Mr. Purcell.
Is this the first dip into the contingency?
From my understanding, it is, yes.
Oh, it is.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions? Roll call.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Grader?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
All right, I'm going to move into the elected officials report and other department reports. Sheriff is first. I don't know if you have anything you want to add or not.
No, all I wanted to add was we do have four other change orders on this program. However, they're all deducts. They're not charges, so just so you're aware.
Okay. Any questions on that?
And are any of those due to the servers?
Two of them are due to the servers, and then two of them are due to connection outlets and data connection, which has to do with Securus putting in those for free instead of having them cost us at this with this project. And that's so a total of $141,850 of deduct orders versus the $41,406.68, which leaves us with about $100,000 less.
So, and this isn't probably for you, it's for being Scott Kipple, I don't know if he's here. Deducting the servers, I know this has come up before. I'd like to know a little bit about that.
Is this the appropriate place to talk about that or at committee?
Well, that's a fair question. When are those decisions going to be made?
Yeah, right. We're not voting on that today. When is that decision going to be made? Is it coming back to the board?
That's my understanding.
Well, then that's fine, but I just don't think we should make these types of decisions without the board.
I agree.
Because that's a change of the contract.
I agree.
Those change orders are here. We're talking about signing them right now as well.
Well, then that needs to come back to the Cal then.
It does.
Because we're going to lose quorum here real soon.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we can change the scope of the contract without the board approval, even if it's for the benefit.
Well, what do you mean, change the scope of contract if it's a deduct?
What
is the problem with that?
I don't know what's involved. If we're eliminating servers, I don't know what's involved.
I thought we had a lengthy discussion about this with the previous board.
We did, and it was going to come back to this board for a decision, not just for an update.
Right.
It's not a eliminate. You want to explain the servers?
I don't know if they're still talking about discussing.
It's different storage. The servers are still there.
Can we talk about Cal, or does this have to be decided today?
I believe the intent was to get the change orders approved and signed and sent off. But
I mean, do you have time to wait till Cal? Otherwise, we're going to have the discussion now. Well, we can't have it because
we're going to talk about this here.
Let me ask my state's attorney. they have additional change orders which are for deducts, and that's not on our agenda.
If it's not on the agenda, then you shouldn't be voting.
So either way, we can't vote on it.
Right.
Yeah.
I can speak about the video, that we're not at the point where we would need to order that equipment yet, so it's not going to cause a problem or delay in the project if we don't discuss the video today. The other changes, I wasn't as much of a part of it, had to do with changes on the screens and with that, so Jim can maybe speak to whether or not those are time-sensitive.
Well, it doesn't matter, we can't vote on those today.
Yeah, we'd have to call a special meeting if we need to get it done in a short period of time.
I was speaking more about the change order that was an increase, not the deducts.
Oh.
That is on the agenda, I believe.
Oh, right. Yeah, it is.
And they just will
Yeah, I think it's final.
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't, okay. Can it wait till the first meeting of the month? Why is it? It's a deduct. Why do we have to make a change?
On the video, we can wait because they're not ordering that equipment right now, so that's not going to cause a delay in the project.
So just to be clear, there's no issue with moving the deducts to our first meeting in May?
I can only speak for sure about the video part of it.
I don't see it being a problem because both of them are being done by Securus anyway.
The change in the video storage and the one controller for card access versus two has been talked about since the very beginning. It's been in our minds that it was going to be accepted. As Scott said, as far as I know, they don't have to order that equipment right now. So I think we're okay, you know, with waiting till Cal.
Okay.
Yeah, I think if we're changing the contract,
no, we can't vote on it.
Right.
We improved this other one, though.
Yeah, we did.
So the other one can go forward.
Right. The security automation systems move forward.
I think we thought that.
Okay.
Thank you.
County clerk?
My report's in the packet.
Treasurer?
She had to leave.
Her report's
clerk of the court?
She also had to leave.
State's attorney?
Just a reminder, the Open Meetings Act training provided jointly by the Attorney General's Office and the State's Attorney's Office is May 18th at 6 p.m. in the Jury Assembly Room at the Kendall County Courthouse. And then also to let the board know, our annual anti-harassment training will be coming up here soon. We're not having the in-person training this year, instead we're going to offer it online so you can view it at your pleasure. Hopefully that training will be made available in early May. Once it's posted, I will let the board know. That's
will
it.
You have the Star Wars references again?
No.
Darn.
I change it up a little bit each year.
I like that.
Keeps you coming back. Corner. Say your name for the record.
Sorry, Levi Gotti, Deputy Coroner for Kendall County Coroner's Office. The report is in your guys' packets as far as the stats for the month. At total, or 21 total deaths, 19 natural, one overdose, one suicidal. Points, new hire, Deputy Coroner David Yonke was hired March 23rd. We also had the in-service training March 15th for Gift of Hope and Eversight to develop a tissue and organ donation program. Then there were some trainings that were attended, and Coroner Purcell was appointed as the Director of District 1 to the Illinois Coroner and Medical Examiners Association.
Thank you. Any questions? Thank you. Appreciate it. Thanks for hanging out. Health Department, I believe Amal said there would not be a Board of Health meeting this evening?
Correct.
There's not.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Elizabeth. All right. We still have a quorum for a little bit. Supervisor assessments?
He had to leave.
Thank you. Standing Committee reports Planning, Building, and Zoning. I'll make a motion to approve proclamation declaring May Building Safety Month.
Second.
Seconded by Davidson. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Can we do number three first?
Yes.
A motion by Purcell, seconded by Davidson, to move to number three in front of number two. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right. Next up is the map amendment rezoning an 8.8-acre parcel located at 790 Elmaine Road from A1 to M1.
So
like, Mr. Davidson, do you want to lead us off on that? Bob?
Yes, thank you. We've had several discussions with this. The committee has voted to approve it. The main fight or discussion of it is that when we first brought it out, back when Elder Main Road was being concept and being built, Oswego or Yorkville and Plano were all wanting to zone M1 business along that route. After the petitioner had filed, the Yorkville Planning Commission changed their mind and made it residential, basically residential zoning. We feel that isn't right. There's an illegal objection to this. Now, where do we stand on a vote with only six of us here, and it would have taken eight as a normal vote?
I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm not the only one. where are we with, is it the majority of the people here? It's not an eight-person vote.
Legal objection.
There's a legal objection to this been filed.
Do you know, David, for the zoning?
I'm sorry, I asked
you.
I just couldn't hear.
Here, come on up.
Can we put this off till next meeting? We need 8 months.
That's up to.
I'm sure she's not.
That's
sure. I'm sure
I
the
petitioner
might get this
zoning ordinance. It has to be.
Yeah, you don't have enough people.
That's what with the zoning ordinance doesn't have to be a majority.
Yorkville filed a legal objection. So we need 3/4 of the board.
Of the full board. Not
correct, is my understanding.
So we need
yes.
Yes, is the passive. We don't even have any here.
So
no.
We actually can't take never any action.
Well, we could, but it would lose.
Yeah, well, we lose. It might pass, but on the same, it ain't going to go anywhere.
Motion table.
The petitioner would request to continue the matter to the next county board meeting.
Thank you.
You're quite welcome.
Motion to that effect was made by Member Prochaska to postpone this to the May 2nd meeting.
If you want to adjourn, I got to leave. You're going to lose your quorum.
Let's vote on this real quick, if you don't mind.
Oh, on this, yeah.
There's a motion by Prochaska, seconded by Davidson. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
There's nothing else we have to do today, is there?
Sorry.
Just the appointments.
No problem.
I'll do
that
real quick if you want.
Okay.
So, thank you. Have a good day.
See, how do I get to that? You want
to
make a motion?
We go to the chairman's report.
Motion by Purcell, seconded by Prochaska. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
I move we approve the appointments as listed.
Motion by Purcell.
Second.
Seconded by Gilmore. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay.
Questions from the press?
Questions from the press?
My citizens
to be heard on county board business.
Sorry, Chris.
Sorry, citizens to be heard first. Questions from the press? Nothing. I'm going to lose the quorum, so can I just adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Purcell, seconded by Davidson. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Thank you.